Welcome to Baby Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, sex, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Risa Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and Easy Dad, Jim Zulli.
Good morning, Jim. How
Risa,
are you this morning?
I'm fine, Risa, and boy, I'll tell you, what a week. And you know, I saw you at an event, which was pretty interesting. We'll talk about that. But so much going on. I'll tell you, the reports I do regarding baby boomers that keep busy, you are definitely in that keep busy category.
Yeah, well, we both qualify. We had quite a wonderful weekend this weekend. I know your voice is almost given out because you did a lot of talking, a lot of work, a lot of interviewing, a lot of videotaping. You stay busy.
I'm literally sitting here puff, 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 you know, from running to one area to the next. But, you know, it keeps you busy. It's interesting. It's different. You know, a different situation I'm in, and I find it interesting meeting new people, and it's all good, you know. And you have to stay busy. You got to stay active and everything. You know, we're not stagnant.
Now,
that's
I don't think we're the average baby boomer. We do a lot of partying. I tell people, you know, I go to parties 3, sometimes 4 times a week. But it's work. It's part of my job. It's a tough job, but somebody's got to do it.
Risa,
right?
I was going to clarify that partying. Yeah, it's not like we're out there, yay, having a good time in that. I mean, if the camera's not in my hand, the carpet's in my hand, or the poles are, you know, you're up on stage. And, you know, it's work. People don't realize that, the preparation, everything that goes into it.
They don't realize how hard it is to smile all the time. You know, and that's what I got to do. But that leads us up to our hot topics.
Ripped from the headlines. Today's hot topic.
Boy, that's for sure. That's a hot one this time, Rafe.
Absolutely. How we spend our Saturday day and night, matter of fact.
Well, yeah, I'm just myself and many other people are amazed by what Eric put together in such a short time. And marketing company, he must have like 13,000 marketing companies following him, trying to figure out how do you put this together without spending millions in marketing. But he put together quite a blast off, or whatever you want to call the initial, you know, presentation of the stop tour with the. It was great. I mean, everybody, the carpet was beautiful. It was so organized, the line down the street, everybody trying, you know, waiting to get in, and, you know, the show itself, it was just amazing. And you know what, Risa, here you were. We're so busy, and I had the camera on the carpet, and I heard somebody saying, well, look it, here's my co-host, and they're not even paying attention to me. And I looked down, and all of a sudden, you were there on the red carpet. It's not like I'm ignoring you, but, you know, people are tapping you on the shoulder for this and that. But you know what, Reed?
Well,
I saw you on the carpet.
It was
unbelievable. I mean, we had powerful people. We had companies, Hype Magazine, the number one largest digital magazine in the world, you know, the Urban 24/7, executives from Fox, Capital, RCA, Dev Ross, you know, this is one of my idols in a way, if you want to put it in that phrase. When Eric was very little, we had found this one particular cartoon movie, and it was called Land Before Time. And Eric was a couple years old. But we enjoyed that movie so much. And it turns out Dev Ross was one of the writers for that. And here I am meeting the person. And what's even more interesting, there was a Bigfoot in the little cartoon. One of the little dinosaurs was a Bigfoot. Well, it turned out Bigfoot was named after Dev's son. So, you know.
Oh, my.
It's just interesting, the whole thing. Actors Reporter was there. Pepper was there. And
I know. Adrian Paul was there.
Aretha, that's me. I'm got the guy with the Bigfoot. It's the Littlefoot. It popped in my head. It was Littlefoot. But yeah, go ahead. My head's spinning. It was exciting, you know. I mean, I felt like
it was. Adrian was there, and he had a video, and
and I'll tell you what, he was really shining, wasn't he? I mean, his posters with everything he's done. He brings the excitement from the Highlander, if you remember the guy with the sword years ago.
And he is so handsome, I have to tell you. Every time I see him, I tell him, I never recognize you, Adrian, because you always look different, but he always looks like a movie star, a TV star, what you would expect them to look like. And there were just all kinds of entertainment there.
The only thing I don't like about Adrian is he doesn't seem to be aging properly. Well, I'm aging rapidly. He seems to be staying the same age. He still looks like he looked when he was in the movie, you know. Whatever.
Exactly. He really is a handsome, I want to say, young man.
I tell you, some people don't age, you know. Another little interesting, the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, the lead, you remember I don't know if you saw that movie, but the lead sorcerer lady was there from the Mighty Morphin. Yeah.
I didn't know that. That must have been Rita. I watched the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
And Christine Devine was the Fox 11 News. Christine Devine from Fox 11, you probably know her.
Yeah, there were all kinds of people there, and it was just a great afternoon. Like you said, well-organized, well-put-together. It was just a wonderful time over there at Busbee's.
And the kids, I'll tell you what, Reith, did you see some talent up there? Some of these kids really, I give them so much credit for all their practicing and their dancing ability and singing and the way they perform. These are young entertainers getting out there, and they were really talented people.
Absolutely. And that brings us up to our first commercial, which I'm actually going to do live because it's a thing that's near and dear to my house. Near and dear to my heart. It's the play.
That's a Freudian slip, Reitha.
It is kind of near to my house, actually. It's going to be in Hollywood at the Acme Theater on La Brea. It's the play Angry Insecure Men. It's a story by Angel Teran, who happens to be our guest today. It's about domestic violence. And now, this is not a play for kids, so don't bring your children. It's an adult play. But it's a play based on a true life story, and it's going to touch you on so many levels. There's humor, there's drama, there's, you know, times that you want to cry, times you want to laugh. It's a wonderful play. It's going to be on October 2nd through October 5th at the Acme Theater on La Brea in Hollywood. And it stars Trey Ireland, Von Harris, Stephen Vance, Aretha Gray. Oh, that's me. And just lots of wonderful performers. Paris France, that's actually her name. Paris France, okay. It plays Mari, and it's just going to be a wonderful time. And that brings us right up to our guest, who I hope is on the line. Angel, are you with us?
I am. Good morning.
Angel.
Hi, Mrs. Lily. How are you? Hi, Aretha.
Well, I'm fine, and thank you for coming on our show, Angel. I know you're a busy lady.
Very.
And she's actually in the process of flying back to Los Angeles to help finish up the last bit of polishing the play for the performance next week. So, Angel, tell us a little bit first about your history. What do you do?
Well, I am an author by trade. I am also a producer and a director. But my 9 to 5 would be optometry.
Wow, optometry?
Really?
Optometry, yes.
I was going to study that.
It's a really educational field. Yes, I mean, you learn so much about the eyes. I've been doing it for 5 years. I love it. If the entertainment thing doesn't work out, which it has been for the last 20 years, I can always fall back on the eyes.
Well,
I had
Angel,
no idea.
You must be a science major.
No, actually, I was.
The reason I say that is because to do all these things you're talking about, author, producer, director, and the optometry, you must be into science and really be into this cloning, because there must be more than one of one angel like you walking around doing all this stuff. How do you do all that?
You know, I ask myself that every day. I should clone myself. It's overwhelming, but when you enjoy doing what you do, it comes natural. It definitely comes natural. I've been overwhelmed this week, you know, in pre-production with another feature film and, you know, wanting to bring this play on tour. And it's like I'm a one-woman show, but I have my management, Platinum Star PR, and I have also my stage production manager and my assistant director, Tasha Biltmore, who's there in L.A., who's helping me out so much. But it does get overwhelming at times.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
tell us some of the people that you've worked with. You've worked with some names that some people might have heard of before.
Well, I started out with Tyler Perry. I did Diary of a Mad Black Woman, his very first film. I was a part of that. And then I went into extras casting. I did Will Power and Roth Hardy's, well, it wasn't their first film, but I did The Gospel, where I got to, you know, meet Idris Elba, who's great, Boris Kodjo. And I actually worked with Eric Zilli.
Yeah.
last year, yes. Mr. Zilli himself. I think Eric, your son, yes.
Well, that, you know, it's all interesting. And, you know, you do meet a lot of people in all the hats you wear. You know, you're such a busy lady and you travel. Now, where is it that you're based at?
I'm based in Florida.
Wow.
Florida.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm back and forth to Atlanta maybe 3 or 4 times a month, in L.A. whenever production calls, and this would be the third visit.
And you also, you were in Atlanta, didn't you work in Atlanta and the surrounding states?
Yes.
I think, yeah. Now, which state do you prefer? I mean, from Florida, Atlanta, North Carolina, or wherever, do you enjoy Florida? I ask that because I used to own property down there, and it's a lot of beautiful areas.
I do love Florida. This is where my home base is with my family. I love it. I love the weather, except for the hurricanes. The only thing I dislike is the commuting, but, I mean, it's part of this business, commuting, you know, back and forth. Atlanta was my base about 5 years ago, my office, and where I did most of my work and starting out with the film industry, basically, is Yeah,
and when most people talk about commuting, they're talking about the freeway. And with your case, it's commuting at the airlines. And you have to deal with the time zone.
It's the highway. I travel. I do a lot of travel on the highway. The time zone does get me, Aretha tell you. It's, you know, the jet lag.
Is it rough working with Aretha?
With Aretha? No, I had the pleasure of meeting Aretha the same time I met Eric a year and a half ago, and we spoke about working with one another, and I did not know it was going to turn around full force that she would actually be doing one of my productions, and I'm so happy, thankful to Marie LaMille and Platinum Star PR who put that together. But Aretha is a joy. You all get to see her character, Nosy Liz. Can't give it away, but Nosy should tell you something.
Well, don't let her know I said this, but she is good at what she does. But don't tell her. She'll get a big head.
Oh, thank you. But Nosy Liz plays a big part. Tell us a little bit about it.
Okay, well, the play Angry Insecure Men, it's a domestic violence piece. It's based on true events from my life story and from my my book. And the acronyms are for each initials of my abusers. I mean, this story is not to glamorify the domestic violence, but, you know, to glamorify me as being a survivor. Mari Paris France, who plays my character, has so many levels that she needs to go through as far as being abused and, you know, the emotional part, the physical part, the mental part of abuse. And, I mean, unless you've been in a domestic violence relationship, an abusive relationship, you wouldn't know what we as women and some men go through. Rita plays a big part, Miss Mosey Liz, because she not being nosy for the curiosity of who's running in and out of Mari's home, but because she can spot an abuser a mile away because she's been in an abusive relationship. And she does lend a kind ear and advice to the character Mari, more or less to help her basically get through the challenges that she's gone through. Mosey Liz is she's a chili hot dog lover, and she's she's just a very, very person that you would want someone to be by your side. If you have nosy neighbors and you think they're just all in your business, not all of them are. They're just looking out for your best interest, and Rita does that, and she's been bringing it at rehearsals, and I can't wait for everybody to see this this production. You know, I wrote it. It was 10 years of me wanting to tell the story and coming out, and I decided to do it, and I'm thankful that the actors that we have on board believe in my project, believe in my story, and are bringing it to fruition.
Wow, cool.
And do you have other plans for the play beyond the run that we're going to be doing next week?
Yes, I actually do have other plans. I've been getting calls from promoters in Orlando, in Georgia, to bring it on tour since October kicks off National Domestic Violence Month. And I'm looking to get the L.A. mayor, Mr. Eric Garcetti, get him involved so that, you know, we can bring more awareness and maybe, you know, prolong it and extend the play a little longer. But definitely taking it on tour, definitely, and bringing it here to Jacksonville.
So where can people find out about the play or get in touch with you?
More on the ticket information, you know, more social networking is where all of the information's on Facebook, definitely. Our my telephone number, which is the hotline for ticket information, is 310-461-8805. You can always go to the Acme Theater Hollywood location. Ticket information there also. It's $35, and we kick off on Thursday.
Awesome. And so they just need to Google Angry Insecure Men.
Right, they Google Angry Insecure Men, the Acme Theater, all the information will pop up. But they go to the website, Facebook, Angry Insecure Men. We have all the ticket information there also.
All right,
wonderful. Cool. Well, I'm really excited about doing the play. I look forward to you coming back. I know you're in between playing, so we're going to let you go so you can make it out into L.A. tonight.
Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you, Angel.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
I know
nice
you're busy,
meeting
but thanks.
You.
All right.
Okay,
we'll talk to you again.
One.
We'll see your play.
All right. Come out. Invite everybody.
Oh, for sure.
Okay.
Y'all come.
Boy, Rita, it's one of those, talking about traveling all the time. That's rough because you're dealing with a time zone, you know?
Okay, baby boomers, it's time for Jim from Jim.
Okay, well, 1945 to 1965 is when the baby boomers started coming around. The baby boomers are one of the largest generations in U.S. history. They're made up of 77 million Americans, which they're rivaled only by their kids, the millennials, which are basically about the same number. The baby boomers support, these are just a couple stats for you. I find them interesting. The baby boomers support their children, and many of them stay at home. More than one-third of baby boomers have children younger than 18 living in their homes. And 60% of the boomers also provide some source of financial support to their adult children. And then, you know, from that, their grandkids, who they help them various ways. But you can just see how it adds up. Baby boomers, we all know they're living longer than the previous generation. Many baby boomers are working longer, and the boomers plan to continue working once they're eligible for retirement. Despite having the option to stop working, in fact, only 11% of baby boomers plan to stop working entirely once they reach retirement age. All right, the soon-to-retire boomers are in physically, this is surprising, a lot of people don't know this, physically they're in worse shape. All right, yes, the you know, they work out more. You see them doing rock climbings, and they do all this sort of thing. But they tend to dismiss. They dismiss what I'm saying as ridiculous because they just don't believe it. All right, in a wide range of measures, obesity, disability, blood pressure, and chronic illness, boomers are worse off than their parents. Sadly, divorce, suicide, they're also rising at an alarming rate. Surprisingly, longer lifespans continue to creep even higher. Well, how do you put that together? Well, okay, they're living longer, but they're just not in shape. I'm going to cut this short because I want Aretha to do her tech time, but guys, girls, ladies, what? Just listen to stuff. I keep drilling it in your heads. You can change. If you're not in good shape, just don't sit around. Get out there. Meet people. Go through these programs I told you about. There's other seniors. They want to meet. It increases your sociability. Get out to golf lessons, whatever the scenario is. Maybe some tennis. And just start meeting people and getting out there and joining these clubs. Get back in shape. But anyway, I'm going to end it there, Aretha, and I'm always going to drill this in everybody's head that they can, you know, change. You don't have to sit around when you retire.
Smartphone, cell phone, PC, Mac, tablet, iPad. That's right. It's tech time.
Well, the iPhone 6 is still in the news, so I'm still going to talk about it a little bit more. One of the issues that people have been discussing is that they bend. Well, the first thing that I said about the iPhone 6 when I held it in my hand was, it feels kind of cheap. And it's because it is so thin and it is so light. Now, Apple is saying that you really have to apply more pressure to that phone to make it bend than is reasonable to expect it to bend, and that at least it bends and does not break, whereas any other normal phone would also bend at the same amount of pressure. But people are reporting that their phones are bending. I don't know if they've got that telekinetic thing going on and they're making them bend. I don't know. I have one, but I have just the plain iPhone 6, not the large one. So I haven't had that problem with my phone, but I also keep a case on my phone. I don't understand people who do not keep their phones in a case. It's very important that you put one on it. It does help it to keep from bending and from breaking. Now, the other thing that people are having problems with is the operating system, the OS 8. But that's across the board, whether it's on the iPhone 4, 4S, or 5S. But there aren't major problems, but they have delayed the upgrades for the OS 8 while they work out some of the bugs that they apparently hadn't worked out before. So there are some issues with the iPhone 6. One of the issues I've had, now I got my iPhone on the 19th of September, the very first day. And with that, I also got a Zag glass that's the film that goes over the screen to keep it from scratching and to help it not shatter. And I got to tell you, I had to replace it yesterday. When they installed it for me, they said, oh, and the reason I get Zag is because they do have a lifetime guarantee. As long as you have the phone, they will replace the shield that they put on it. And if you live near a Zag kiosk, that's great because you can just go and get it replaced. They charge you like $6 to install it. It's like a $44 screen that goes over your phone. But if you don't live near a Zag store, that means you have to go and mail it back to Zag, and then they will mail it back to you. Luckily, I live near Zag kiosk, so all I had to do was take it to the mall, and they replaced it. But still, that's awfully quick. And unfortunately, the guy at the kiosk said they have had to replace, on, if you did a comparison for the same time period, they had to replace more of these shields for the iPhone 6 than they have for the iPhone 5S, because the shield for the 6 is thinner than the one for the 5. But I love Zag because even though it's a little pricey, you do get that lifetime guarantee, so you can just take it back and they will replace it for you. Now, mine didn't shatter. Yeah, my mind didn't shatter. Don't get it wrong. It just chipped on the edge. But the screen was protected. Now, I don't know how I chipped it on the edge. I'm doing really good, Jim. I have not got my phone yet. I'm
good, Retha. Good,
Retha. I usually drop my phone two or three times a day. I have not dropped it once yet. However, that screen did crack. But I recommend everyone get the plastic or the glass shield over the face of your phone and always put it in some type of protective case. Otherwise, you're going to drop your phone, trust me. They also have cases that are waterproof. Now, they didn't have the 6 waterproof case out last week. They said it would be coming out soon. It may be out now. For those of us who tend to drop our phone in water, you may want to get that waterproof case. As soon as it comes out, I am going to get the waterproof case, which will also help to protect your phone from just regular accidents that happen to it. So have I given up on the iPhone 6 yet? I'm still pro iPhone 6, but all my Galaxy friends are still Galaxy fans, so what can I tell you? Check them all out, figure out which phone is best for you, and then go buy a cell phone. Give up your flip phone, okay? Like Jim did, right?
Retha, my problem isn't dropping my phone. It's forgetting where I put it all the time. It gets so bad to the point where I'm literally calling Eric saying, Eric, where did I put my cell phone? I can't find it. That's getting pretty bad. It's in my hand. Okay. I shouldn't have shared that with everybody because this is getting bad. But, you know,
yeah,
Retha,
that's a baby boomer problem. We are boomers, have that.
Retha, there was one time at the event that you could have heard a pin drop, and this situation that Eric's with, there's a phone company, Acumen Technologies. It's amazing. This technology company has a phone that Eric presented to everyone last night, and you literally could look around the room and people's mouths were open in awe. He held the phone and did whatever he does to it, and it projected an image. Now, I heard that the phone did that, but I was thinking of a little image, you know, a couple inches or something. He held the phone, and it projected a 10-by-10-foot image up on the wall, and you could put anything you have on, you know, your site or anything, and set your phone down, and boom, there it is. I just don't understand how they do all this. You know, how could they squeeze that all in the phone?
I've seen the phone, and I'm the type of person that I would love that because I actually do watch TV on my phone on occasion. I watch movies on my phone on occasions. And to be able to project it like that, I mean, can you imagine? I look so forward to being able to get the phone. It's not released yet, but it's coming out soon, and I'm a gadget person. Now, that might make me have to turn in my iPhone. I have to admit, that might be the thing that switches me over. Because it's not based on your phone. It is an actual phone itself. You have to buy that as your equipment. And I'm assuming that it'll be available to use on any of the networks. And you'll be able to project whatever you want right from your phone. You can give whole presentations. This will totally revolutionize sales presentations because you don't have to lug all that heavy equipment around.
Yeah. Hey, you're not coming in with a big projector. You just pull out the phone and there it is. Push the button. And it's so amazing.
And I just want to
go to Easy Way Broadcasting fan page, and then you could see the information with this because I know you want to check it out.
If you go to the fan page, you can find information about the stop tour. You can see clips. There are going to be clips up there. I'm not sure if they're up yet, but check back over the next few days. You'll be able to see clips for those of you that missed it. And the one last thing I want to talk about is the Peace Fund Games in November. You'll see that on the fan page, too. You can get information. It's going to be a wonderful event. Adrian Paul's putting that on in conjunction with Easy Way Broadcasting. It's going to be absolutely wonderful. It's going to be stars playing paintball for charity. It's going to be a very exciting 3 days.
Ratha, there's a rumor that it might even break the Guinness Book of Records, but little change, it is in December at Camp Pendleton.
Oh, in December.
And, EZ, our guy EZ, Eric Zulli, is going to be the host, and this is supposed to be huge, and it's going to be at Camp Pendleton. That's down in between San Diego and El Toro, down in that area, and in December. So this is going to – now, Ratha, I want you to get suited up for this.
No, I'm not. I'm going to be there. I'm going to be there, but I am not being shot with paintballs. There are people that would love to shoot me with paintballs, but that's not going to happen. But I will
okay.
be there. I'll be one of the cheerleaders.
Ratha won't be a target. She'll be a cheerleader. Okay. So we'll take – okay, hold a second. Let me take you off the – okay, Ratha off the target list. Okay, we got it.
Absolutely. Jim, our time is up again. Where does
there we go.
Time go? It just flies.
Thanks, everyone
for listening. We'll see you next Monday at 10 a.m.
Sounds good. We'll see you then, guys. Bye-bye.
Easy Way Broadcasting is the place to hear everything you need to know about entertainment and business. Now, you can see more about Eric Easy Zulli and all his connections through his online TV network, WTV Network. You can watch the latest videos and read the most up-to-date articles. Keep your eyes on WTV Network to see what's coming in the next few weeks. You'll see the newest web series and original talk shows. Follow Eric at Hollywood It Guy to find out what is new and what is happening in the upcoming weeks. For more information on WTV Network, go to www.thewtv.com.
Life is hard for how to roll the easy way. Life is hard for how to roll the easy way. Life is hard for how to roll the easy way. Life is hard for how to roll the easy way.
I'm Aubrey O'Day, and I'm doing it the easy way.
I'm attorney Gloria Allred, and I'm doing Hollywood the easy way.
What up, y'all? It's your partner, Big Boy, Big Boy's Neighborhood, and guess what? I'm doing it the easy way, you're doing it the easy way, all of us are doing it the easy way.
Hi, I'm Larry Namer, co-founder of E! Entertainment Television, now president of Meitong Development Group, which works mainly in China. I really wanted to say a few words about Eric Zulli, or EZ, as a lot of people know him. I want to say, Eric, keep up the dedication, the perseverance, and the creativity. You're helping to change the media world.
Jake Busey, I'm doing it the easy way.
Hey, Oba Babatunde here, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Shifty from Crazy Town, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Yo, this is Ray J, and it's all about doing it the easy way.
Hey, this is Brady Connell. I'm the executive producer of Extreme Makeover Home Edition, and I decided to do Hollywood the easy way.
Hello, I'm Tatiana Ali, and I do Hollywood the easy way.
Hi, I'm Sally Kirkland, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Hey, Hollywood It Guy here. Follow me on Twitter, E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y, Eric Zulli. If you want to know how to make money on the internet and you want to be promoted the easy way, you got to check out TheEasyShow.com, TheWTV.com, and HollywoodItGuy.com. We're helping those celebrities interact with their fans, the fans interact with their celebrities, showing you the hot Hollywood content. So, hey, come do it the easy way. Check us out.
Finally, something to look forward to on Monday morning. I'm Ratha Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and I've teamed up with EZ's dad, Jim Zulli, to rock your world on Baby Boomers Live. That's right, every Monday morning at 10 a.m., we will be discussing all things human from a Baby Boomer's perspective. So, tune in to EasyWayBroadcasting.com on BlogTalkRadio.com to see what Jim and I are up to. Your Mondays will never be the same.
Thank you for listening to Baby Boomers Live with your hosts, Ratha Gray, star Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and EZ's dad, Jim Zulli. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and keep up with us at babyboomerslive.info. Baby Boomers Live, brought to you by EasyWayBroadcasting.com on Blog Talk Radio.